The following program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit AbsoluteLoans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome to The Money Hour at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 12th show. I am your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. It's a great day to talk about money. That's why I'm here with you. And what's the show all about? How to make money, save money, and build a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're listening to my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but I'm here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that I have in studio. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And my lineup for studio today, Mark Tillman and Kathy Ullman with 3D4RE, 3D walkthrough for real estate and 3D models of homes. Easy to share the immerse, you are there experience. And also in studio, I have Kelsey Diller with City Closers. Real estate's a hot topic today, and there's a lot of advice on how to navigate through the environment, but the wrong advice can be a big financial mistake, so you want to get great advice, and that's why I've invited Kelsey in studio today. Again, great information. Fantastic guest. For more information on any topic discussed today or information on topics that you'd like to hear at future shows, please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And let's go ahead and start out the show, as always, with a little money chat.
Money. Money.
So, in today's real estate market, you may be asking yourself a question. Should you buy a home? If you are debating purchasing a home right now, you are surely getting a lot of advice, even through your friends and family, but they may not know what is best or what's in your heart. So, it's important to ask yourself some questions to see if it's the right decision for you to be making in purchasing real estate. So, I want to go over three questions to ask yourself. Why are you buying a home in the first place? This truly is the most important question to answer. Forget the financing for a minute. Why did you even begin considering purchasing a home? For most, the reason has nothing to do with finances. Now, a study by Joint Center of Housing Studies at Harvard University reveals that the four major reasons people buy a home have nothing to do with money. Here they are: a good place to raise children and for them to get a good education, a place where you and your family feel safe, more space for you and your family, and control over that space. So what non-financial benefits will you and your family have for owning a home? The answer to that question should be the biggest reason to decide why to purchase. Now, also, you do want to consider what home values are, where they're headed. When looking at future housing values, house price expectations surveys provides a fair assessment every quarter. Pulse Economics survey, a nationwide panel of over 100 economists, real estate experts, and investment and market strategies about where prices are headed over the next 5 years. Now, they then average those projections over 100 plus experts into a single number. So here are what the experts projected from the last survey. Home values will appreciate by 4.1% in 2015. The accumulated appreciation will be 18.1% by 2019. Even the experts making up most bearish quality of surveys still are projecting collaborative appreciation of over 10.5% by 2019. So what does this really mean for you and your family? Home prices expectation surveys predictions 34,115 potential growth income in family wealth over the next 4 years based solely on the increase of appreciation. Now, if experts are right and you were to purchase a home by January of 2016 at $250,000, that home would appreciate by over $34,000 over the next 4 years. Homeownership can be one of the best ways to build your family wealth. Now, the last question you want to ask yourself is, where do you think interest rates are headed? So a buyer must be concerned about not just prices, but also the cost of money. And actually, if you are weighing out what's more important between cost or price, it's always more important to buy at low cost than low price. But what we might be looking at here is we're looking at prices going up and cost going up. The long-term cost of a home can be dramatically impacted by the increase of mortgage interest rates. So Mortgage Bankers Association, MBA, the National Association of Realtors, and Freddie Mac have all projected the mortgage interest rates will be increasing by approximately over maybe 0.5% in just the next 12 months. So 2015 fourth quarter, Fannie Mae predicts 4%, Freddie Mac 4.3%, Mortgage Banker Association at 4.3%, and National Association of Realtors at 4.1%. So that gives us an average of 4.18. Now by 2016, third quarter, Fannie Mae 4.2, Freddie Mac 5.1, Mortgage Banker Association 5%, and National Association of Realtors 4.8% for an average of 4.75. So just over 0.5% increase in the next 12 months. So $250,000 loan amount at a 4% interest rate, you'd be looking at a principal and interest payment of $1,194 a month. Now, that same home, $250,000 at a 4.5% interest rate, or I should say loan amount, that would be a principal and interest payment of $1,266. So it's $72 a month increase in payment. Or as important, if not more important, the loss of buying power. Now, the loss of buying power is going to vary depending on what type of down payment you're coming in with, but $10,000 to $20,000 that you've lost in buying power by a $72 a month increase. And we're talking just about over maybe the next 12 months, and that's just 0.5% increase in rate. So only you and your family will know if it makes sense for you to purchase right now, if that's the right thing for you and your family. But just some things to consider. Now, Eric Belsky, the managing director of the Joint Center of Housing Studies at Harvard University, expanded on the top five financial benefits of homeownership in his paper, The Dream Lives On, The Future of Homeownership in America. So here are the five reasons from the study, housing, and quotes that were said around that as well. Housing is typically the one leveraged investment available. So few households are interested in borrowing money to buy stocks and bonds, and few lenders are willing to lend them that money. As a result, homeownership allows the household to amplify any appreciation of their value of their homes by leveraging factor. So even a hefty 20% down payment results in a leverage factor of 5%, so that every percent point rise in the value of the home is 5% return on their equity. With many buyers putting 10% down or less, their leverage factor is 10 or more. Now, your second is you're paying a house whether you own or rent. So homeowners pay debt service to pay down their own principal, while households that they rent pay down the principal of the landlord. Third, owning is usually a form of forced savings. So since many people have trouble saving and have to make housing payments one way or another, owning a home can overcome people's tendency to defer savings to another day. Fourth, there are substantial tax benefits of owning. Homeowners are able to deduct mortgage interest and property taxes from income. On top of this, capital gains up to $250,000 are excluded for income for single filers, and up to $500,000 for married couples if they sell their homes for a gain. Fifth is owning is hedge against inflation. Housing costs and rents have tended to over most time periods to go up at a higher than the rate of inflation, making ownership attractive. Home ownership makes sense for many Americans for an assortment of social and family reasons. It also makes financial sense. So just a breakdown there of a reason why you might want to buy a home. Excited to talk with our real estate expert in studio today to get her opinion as well. But as always, if there's any experts that you would like to talk to, pick up the phone, give the show a call at 1-855-411-50. That's 1-855-411-50, or online at themoneyhour.com. Coming up next in the Money Hour, Kathy Ullman and Mark Tillman with 3D4RE. How do you get top dollar for your house? Create an interactive online 3D model of your home. And we're going to talk about that right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.
Are you listing a home for sale and want to stand out from the crowd? Do you currently have a listing that's been on the market longer than you anticipated? 3D for RE can help. Bring your properties to life with an interactive online 3D model provided by 3D for RE. It's like Google Street View inside your home. Potential home buyers can virtually walk through your entire home room by room as if they were there. Don't just have an open house on the weekend. With a 3D model from 3D for RE, you can have an online open house 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mark Tillman of 3D for RE is ready to assist you with scheduling your first 3D data shoot.
This is Mark Tillman with 3D for RE. To learn more about 3D models for homes or to schedule a 3D data shoot, go to our website at 3D4RE.com or give me a call at 425-260-6612. Again, the website is 3D4RE.com and my number is 425-260-6612.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Well, welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 12th show. I'm here to help you build a strong financial blueprint 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can always call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. You can ask my guests that I have in studio today any questions, or if you'd like to talk to me, I'm here to talk with you as well. In studio right now, I have Mark Tillman and Kathy Oman with 3D4RE, and we're going to talk about 3D homes, visual marketing. And so I'm excited to have you guys back in studio. Mark and Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tina. So happy to be back.
And Kathy, you're going to get on mic with us a little bit today?
A little bit, I think. Thank
you. Awesome. A little background. Mark Tillman owned and operated a business for over 20 years and has been a licensed real estate broker for over 10 years. Mark is 2012 Volunteer of the Year for the Seattle Foundation, Etten Housing, 2014 Everyday Hero for Kirkland Keys Wants and Desert Storm Veteran. And a little bit about Kathy. Kathy Oman is a local girl. Her first real job was a local camera repair shop, which started her appetite for photography. Professionally, she has been shooting for over 20 years, starting out working on the educational cruise ship. From there, she shot many different venues, and for the last 10 years, her mainstay has been real estate photography. She uses her 35 milligram meter digital camera with blended imagery approaching, capturing bracketed shots of the same scene, and then using software to create the final picture with 3D technology. She can capture and showcase a more competitive visual property. And I have to say, talking with the two of them is visual. You need to go on their website, which is 3D4RE.com, to really get the experience. Since we're on radio here, we don't have a TV that you can look at, but get online because it's pretty awesome. You can use any technology device that you have to take a look at their website, because it's pretty spectacular to actually be in the home and kind of moving yourself around 3D. Right, Mark? Give a visual to my listeners.
So, Tina, one of the things that most people can relate to is Google Street View.
Okay.
So the 3D models that we create inside of these homes are basically like Google Street View inside your home.
Pretty awesome.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah. So there you go. I mean, you literally can see every aspect of the home and just move yourself around. So has there been any feedback on how 3D photography has affected real estate sales?
Tracking real estate sales sometimes could be a bit challenging.
Yes.
But we have heard that just recently we had someone use our service for a particular listing that they have on a home. And the buyer that is under contract to purchase that home came to see the home because they saw the 3D model online. So it did get a particular buyer into going to see the home in person.
And I would imagine that that's so true, because it is, we're talking about a home, which is the most emotional connection purchase that there ever will be. And I know people that have deleted properties and put them into their delete bin, which means they're not coming back unless they take them off the market and bring them back in. And the house is an awesome house, but the pictures were just bad. And so that's the first thing that they're doing. I mean, time's really precious. And so they're going online and taking a look. And with the technology and what you guys have to offer to the real estate community to better show that house, I just think it's amazing. So what trends are you seeing in the real estate world with imaging?
Well, certainly 3D is going to really come on strong regarding showing the home online.
Mm-hmm.
Without, you know, virtual tours is something that most realtors are familiar with. You have a bunch of photos, they're stitched together, and there's a slideshow with music going by that you're
yes.
able to see the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
With this 3D technology, a person literally can put themselves inside of that home
mm-hmm.
and walk around at their leisure. So if they're fixed on the kitchen, if the kitchen is their biggest feature of a home,
okay.
they can spend time in that home
mm-hmm.
online in the comfort of their home and take a look in detail of what that kitchen offers and move around the home as much as they want. So it's literally an open house online 24/7.
Oh my gosh, how awesome. So what have you done lately to enhance your own skills, Mark, to set some benefits for the brokers?
So one of the things that, you know, we're able to do when we get these 3D models and they're completed, we're able to assist the brokers in placing them online in their social media, on their Facebook, on their Twitter, and even on their own personal web pages.
Uh-huh.
So that is something that we are assisting the brokers to do, is get this out there online as much as possible.
Yeah, so if you're a realtor, I mean, we've got a huge thousands of realtors that listen on podcasts, and you might be driving in your car right now tuning in for the first time. And if you're a real estate expert, you do need to pick up the phone, 1-855-411-50, or you can go to their website and request a time to meet with them and get some information. So a shout out to Women's Council Realtors, all you Realtors listening. As industry leaders, we belong to some great organizations. And I want to say thank you to 3D4RE for their sponsorship for our masquerade ball that's coming up. And again, if you're listening to the show and you're a Realtor representing sellers, having the best representation that you can on a visual, I'm sure you understand the huge benefit for that. Mark, and I have to ask you the cost associated to this, because it's really an inexpensive process to go through and utilize your services.
Well, you know, Tina, considering the impact that this 3D technology has for a home being sold,
mm-hmm.
the cost is very minimal. So on your average home, let's just say a home that is, 2,000 square feet, you're looking at maybe $350.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's just, to me, mm-hmm. I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, just to get that visual of the property. So, Kathy, are you seeing that you guys are having a lot of repeat brokers that are coming back and continuing to use your services for multiple listings that they have?
Thanks for asking that, Tina. Yes, we are having a lot more repeat brokers. They're starting to see the value. I think that a lot of them, needed to test it out in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And now that we're seeing some results that are coming in with purchasing and people viewing from other countries, more people are getting more interested, and it's been really great. And it's really nice to get that relationship going with new brokers.
And what about the new clients as a result of 3D photography? What are you seeing there, Kathy, for the company?
Well, we're getting a lot of referrals from, we got a referral from a woman that actually is in California doing 3D, who had a client that needed something up here, referred us to that.
Okay.
And so we're also creating relationships across states. We also have gotten referrals from the company that created the camera. The Matterport camera is what we use,
uh-huh.
and they have a referral program. And I just recently talked with a man yesterday who's very interested in this kind of technology for his clientele. So we're getting
the buzz is getting around.
The buzz is getting around, and I've recently went to school for real estate broker, mm-hmm. and I haven't taken my test yet, but getting ready. And even the teacher brought in articles on 3D virtual tours.
Yeah.
And so from that, I actually brought in the camera and showcased it to the other students. So I think it's going to be even more up and coming with the new people coming out to be brokers.
Yeah, it was awesome when Mark and Ed came into the Women's Council of Rural Tours and did a little presentation, and they showed the videos up there. It was funny to just listen to all the rooms packed with Rural Tours and all the oohs and ahs, and it's pretty exciting. So, Mark, one of the Rural Tours listening to the show might be asking, you know, how long does it take to do a shoot for the 3D?
So depending on the size of the house, let's just take a house that's about maybe 3,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to consider the layout of the home, nooks and crannies and things like that. But a typical data shoot is what we call it when we're going to do a 3D model for a home. We call it a data shoot. And so a typical data shoot will probably take anywhere from, you know, about 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, about 2 hours.
So it's not that long of a period of time.
It's not that long of a period of time. The most important work happens in prepping the house. Because understanding it's an open house.
Yes.
Even though it's online.
Yep.
So everything is going to be captured in this 3D model. So if there's something in the home that the seller doesn't want the public to see, we have to make sure those things are put away.
Yes. So are you consulting with the sellers or just the realtors, and they're communicating with their sellers exactly what's going to happen? Are the sellers out of the home when you're doing this?
Right. So we certainly communicate with the listing broker about the expectations of what we need when we're coming in to do a 3D data shoot.
Got it.
Because the house needs to be empty of people and pets.
Yeah, makes total sense. You don't want a little pet running around during that 3D? I would emotionally be connected to the house with a little doggy running around, but...
Well, you know, Halloween is coming up, and so maybe you'll see a dog in one image, and then the next image, there's no dog
that
there.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome, Mark. So, Kathy, what have you experienced with experimenting with the 3D photography equipment? Because that is your expertise in area.
Yes, and on what Mark is saying, recently we have been creating a haunted house. When I was here last time, I mentioned that we wanted to do that. And so the last weekend, we spent some time in a beautiful century-old Victorian home in Ballard that a friend of mine owns, and we pretty much messed it up. So we're still in the process of creating it, but it's been a great learning experience, and hopefully soon we'll have it completed, and I'll send a link when we've got it done, and hopefully it'll be just that really creepy, icky, cool factor.
Yeah, I have no doubt that it will be. So, Kathy, how long have you been doing photography?
Well, it's been a hobby for almost all my life, and as you mentioned in the beginning, my first job was at a camera repair shop. So professionally, I started in probably about 1997, 98, and that was on the cruise ship. And so big travel is a big one for me. That's usually my own thing. But I've done weddings and all kinds of interesting photography. So the real estate has been the mainstay for the last probably 10 years.
Yeah.
And I love homes. And I grew up in Seattle, so it's really great to go see all the different aspects and history and everything that's in the different neighborhoods. So I just love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mark, the 3D model, when it's completed, how are people viewing that? Can you explain that a little bit?
So once the 3D model is completed, we send the brokers a couple of links.
Okay.
And one of the links they can specifically use on the virtual tour link in the MLS.
Uh-huh.
So when they have their listing, they're uploading their information, they can put this link for their 3D model in the virtual tour link.
Got it.
And so that
makes it really easy.
That gives everybody a chance to take a look at it, especially
other
brokers.
So no 3D glasses needed.
No 3D glasses are needed.
That is awesome. So can you use Photoshop to edit when there are mistakes made?
I'll let Kathy take that one.
Kathy, what do you do when you make a mistake?
basically, when you are placing the camera and it moves around 360 degrees, it creates the little circle like you see in the Google walkthrough.
Okay.
And one house that I did do, and in fact, it's the house that recently was sold by somebody who saw it online, they had not wanted their closet, but they didn't tell me that. They had a beautiful master closet. It wasn't really ready. Nobody was there to ask, so I went ahead and shot it. They came back and said, please get rid of that closet. What was very, very simple for me to go behind the scenes, remove those little links, basically, and then send it back out, and they could not get into the closet. But you cannot do things in Photoshop. It's basically what you see is what you get.
Got it.
So the only thing I can really do is delete scans.
So what about shooting the inside and the outside? Is that, do you do both?
Well, I'll answer that. When it's a little bit dark and not sunny, you can get away with some outside shots. I've been able to do some shots starting from a porch and going in. But generally, if it's bright daylight, you can't really do the outside. But the inside does capture the window views, so you can see outside the window, and that's been really great, too. And as far as getting the, we do the still photography as well, so we can get the outside shots for the MLS that way.
Okay, okay. And besides world tours, I know when I had you guys in studio before and had some conversation around the opportunities that, you know, might come up in the future outside of just doing the 3D for homes. What are your other ideas?
So, Tina, I am certainly excited to say that we now have our first 3D model of a hair salon.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, my God, how exciting.
How cool is that?
Wow.
It's a hair salon over in...
And look at how much they're going to stand out to the... If they got a nice shop, you've got a nice salon, you know, how much they're going to stand out from the other ones.
Yes. And I know how important getting your hair done is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure you know how important it is, Mark. You don't have any.
But so that's just one
you
of...
You set yourself up there.
Oh, big time. You know, that's just one of the ways that this 3D technology can be used.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just last night, there is a restaurant in New Orleans in the French Quarter. I don't want to butcher their name, but it's called Arnott's.
Okay.
And a 3D model was created in this restaurant.
Wow.
And it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And you can see the charm of the restaurant, and it's just a beautiful thing. But this restaurant now has this online for people to see.
Yeah.
So if no one has ever heard of that restaurant,
yes,
by seeing that 3D model, I now want to go.
Exactly.
And so
this really could be the upcoming trend of the future.
It really can be. And so I'm planning on going to visit some other locations in the area to see if they would be interested in showcasing their business.
Yeah, that is awesome. You also talked about the schools.
Yes.
And I share that with my listeners, Mark.
You know, one of the things with schools, it would be ideal for parents that have kids that are going to school for the first time, kindergarten and first grade, for these parents to be able to see a 3D model of the school before the child even gets there. So they can literally have a model of the school to see where little Johnny is going to class, to see where they go to have lunch, to see where the library is. And also, if you think about for police and fire, if there was something to happen at a particular school, now the police and fire department have a 3D model of the school, and they can see exactly where an event is taking place.
And like I said, you know, this could be the next trend and you know, possibly in the future requirement for protection reasons. So any other tips that you want to share in with our brokers that are listening when it comes to 3-day showcasing?
The only tip that I can give right now is to at least check it out, because not only having a 3D model is going to enhance your current listing.
Yes.
Now you got something to walk into the next seller's home to say, look at how we're going to showcase your home.
Great idea. I was just going to ask you about marketing.
Yes.
I mean, that is just, that's brilliant, Mark, to really be able to, and if you're, again, if you're a broker listening, you know how competitive it is out there mm-hmm. with the sellers.
Yes.
And, you know, having the ability, I mean, homes are taking a lot, they're selling really quick, but they're still not hardly any available on the inventory. Mm-hmm. So really setting yourself aside. That is an amazing idea. Any other marketing tips that you have for our brokers listening?
You know, one other marketing tip is once you get one of these 3D models in your hands, think of the ability that you have to capture out-of-state buyers. Buyers
right.
who are out of the country.
And look at how many are out of the country buying in our area.
Bingo.
Yeah. Amazing.
So if you're creative.
So you really don't have to even come here. And I know a lot of people that do that, which is so surprising. You have a husband and wife, and they actually come out here and one of them purchases the home before the other one ever sees it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I would never let my husband do that. Maybe if I had 3D experience, I would.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Well, thank you, Mark. Kathy, thank you so much for coming into studio. Make sure you tell Ed I missed him today, and mm-hmm. just to really appreciate what you guys are doing. Excited for the company and excited to see your future moving forward. And I just love to see the realtor smile on their face when they see what your software is doing. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. We love being here. And again, I want to give a big shout out to the Women's Council of Realtors. Because without them, I wouldn't be sitting here speaking with you. So
without them, I wouldn't have been introduced to you. So it's a great thing.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Coming up next in the Money Hour, Kelsey Diller with City Closers, here to discuss what's happening in today's real estate market and how consumers are reacting to our current environment right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.
As a real estate broker, are you tired of belonging to an office where your designated broker doesn't have time for you? Kelsey Diller, designated broker with City Closers Real Estate, personally meets individually with the brokers to coach their business development and gives out leads. How would you like to make more sales and take your business to the next level this year?
If you're ready to be considered for joining the winning team at City Closers, call me, Kelsey Diller, today at 206-554-1622 or visit us online at cityclosers.com.
Kelsey Diller is a licensed real estate broker in the state of Washington, owner and designated broker of City Closers, LLC, located in downtown Seattle.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more. If only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 12th show. I bring in studio each week the best of the best experts in our local market on everything regarding your money. I'm here to help you in today's economy. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. To talk with a guest that I have in studio or with myself, you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, first time, Kelsey Diller with City Closers. What do you need to know about our local real estate market as I'm going to be talking with Kelsey? Kelsey, thank you so much for coming into studio today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am too. A little bit about Kelsey. Kelsey is one of the few real estate brokers under the age of 35 who can claim to have already had 25 years of hands-on industry experience. So you want to know how that happens? That's what happens when you're a fourth-generation broker born into the real estate family from age of five. That is young. She helped her family renovate and market a variety of real estate investments. Her early commissions were paid in hot cocoa. I'm sure you really enjoyed that at the age of five. And in 2008, Kelsey, co-founder of Orbit Homes LLC, and built her first spec house, as celebrated for Star Green Build property in West Seattle. Now, Kelsey opened the doors of City Closers in 2010 as a full-service brokerage serving commercial and residential clients throughout the greater Seattle area. Since opening the doors, Kelsey and her brokerage team have closed more than $20 million in sales and leases. Real estate brokers traditionally sign up for one of the industry's big brands to take advantage of the vast corporate databases and deep resources. In today's market, networking and relationship building deliver far more results than the big ads buy. The internet has leveraged the playing field in terms of listings and marketing properties. So City Closers realized Kelsey's vision to have a better broker experience, which results in more personalized client experience. So Kelsey, in keeping hearing people say and talk about the real estate market is really crazy right now, can you tell us what's happening today?
I can. It is absolutely crazy out there, and I'll tell you why. A normal market is 4 to 6 months of inventory, and we have 1.31 months of inventory on market right now, and that's in King County. And what that really means is that if no one else put a home on the market in a little more than a month, there wouldn't be a single home to buy. So this lack of inventory, coupled with low interest rates, and finally recovered prices, are pretty much fueling a seller's market. And essentially, this is creating that environment for multiple offers that you probably are all hearing about. And it's not uncommon to receive 10 or 15 offers for a listing and see it sell for 10 to 20% over a listing price, which is fairly dramatic. And this is also causing appraised values to lag about 2 months behind actual sales. But there is good news for homeowners now. We saw a 14.4% increase in the value for residential single-family homes in King County this last year, not including condominiums. And we finally caught up to the 2007 peak prices, and in some neighborhoods exceeded them.
Unbelievable. And I've always said in real estate, you know, if you don't lose money in real estate unless you're forced to sell in a bad market, it's the people that lost the real estate market or bought at the top, and whether they strategically decided to short sell their property or they got into financial distress and had to give their property back to the bank. If you can make it through that, historical trends will always show that the real estate market is going to recover. So it's just a great opportunity. Now, since, Kelsey, that we're in such a hot market right now, some people that are listening may be asking, are we heading for a boom or a bust?
Well, Tina, in my opinion, no. The circumstances just aren't there for another boom-bust reaction. For example, the recent stock market instability had virtually no effect on the real estate market here. However, prices cannot continue to go up this aggressively forever. And so the way I like to think about it is the economy kind of responds like a pendulum swing when there's one extreme. Prices were inflated in 2007, and the market adjusted itself by going in the other direction. But it went too far in that direction, and so it went in the other direction, which is where we are right now. And so as the extremes get less dramatic, so does how far the swing goes. Mm-hmm. So as long as we have less than 4 months on market and we have low interest rates and the rental market continues to remain tight, and we have a low unemployment rate in the Seattle area of around 3% right now, we're going to have a hot market. I think I definitely think we're going to see this pace through 2016 at minimum before things begin to return to more average range.
Yeah, and you know, average range is still really good appreciation. And it's funny because you mentioned with rentals and the increase in the rental market. Even if you had bought an investment property at the height of the market, if you think about this and you bought right at the height of the market, rents increased incredibly. I mean, the amount of how we've seen rents increase so much. So you still came out really good on that side, even though your property value dropped and now your property values are coming back. It's just an amazing time to get into real estate and investment opportunity. I talked earlier in Money Chat about the ability and being able to leverage in real estate. It's like no other investment. So whether it's a good time or not, you've heard from Kelsey what her advice is. And, you know, ideally we want to buy low and sell high. But the reality of trying to play the market in the real estate, like trying to play the stock market, and then we've got something added in there, which Kelsey mentioned, which as well is the interest rates, historical low interest rates. They've got to go up at some point in time. I know we've been saying that forever, but at some point in time, these interest rates are going to be no longer, and you'll be kicking yourself looking back and missing out on that opportunity. So Kelsey, buyers are having to compete against crazy multiple offers. Can you tell my listeners how it's affecting the housing prices?
Sure. There's a couple of factors that are happening here. And first off, if you're a buyer out there right now, you're probably getting frustrated at having to shell out $500 for a pre-inspection when you might have a 1 in 10 or a 1 in 15 chance of getting the house. And then your brokers are having to write 5 or 10 offers sometimes before you have a home.
Yeah.
And this demand is driving the housing prices 10 and 20% over a listing price. And usually it's also causing appraisals not to come in at purchase price because the market's still lagging. And we're seeing buyers frequently waive appraisals and bring in cash to close, which can be scary for some buyers, but it's how they're winning their bids. Some buyers are getting frustrated at having to overpay or feeling like they're overpaying for a house right now. But just an encouragement to you buyers, the true value of a house is what a buyer is willing to pay for it.
Yep, that's exactly what an appraiser will tell you. How you figure out market value of a property is what people are willing to pay for that home. They've got to come up with comparable, so it does make it challenging, Kelsey, as you had mentioned, because the market is moving so quickly. And I'll say there's a lot of creative things, but you definitely want to get the expert opinion of your realtor on what to do. But I like how, Kelsey, you'd mentioned about the appraisals, because you can go in and make the decision if you want to pay a higher price if the appraisal does happen to come in low. So it's just what you're willing to do to get into that home. And it's up to you as a consumer. You can make that decision. What I would do is call your mortgage professional. If you don't have one, call me and I'll run the report for you, because that's what I do in my full time. And what I'm an expert at is the mortgage arena. But in looking at a cost of purchasing now versus waiting, and whatever you think the assumption would be on interest rates, and even if you thought the market was going to drop, which that is unlikely, if you run those numbers, you'll see that cost is always more important than price, in what I mentioned in the earlier segment in Money Chat. So take a look at the numbers and see how that really is affecting in waiting, and whether it makes sense for you to pay that additional price over value if need be. Now, Kelsey, what other creative things are you coaching your buyers to do, or helping your agents to coach their buyers in this multiple offer competitive market?
Well, we're seeing some downright silly things happen, which is a little bit entertaining. We're seeing buyers, for example, bake cookies for sellers, or go out and purposely meet the neighbor so they know the neighbor's name. I've seen buyers give their wedding albums to their broker for an offer presentation in person.
Wow.
Take note of the seller's hobbies based on what's in the home, and mention how much they like those same things in a seller letter. Buyers are just getting downright creative to get any competitive edge that they can. Unfortunately, 99% of the time, it comes down to price and terms. In this case, more is more and less is more, meaning the higher escalator clause you can put in, the better chance you have, and the less contingencies you have, the more likely your offer will be chosen.
Kelsey, could you break down the escalation clause for my listeners that may not understand what that term is and how it really works?
Sure. Escalator clauses are very common in today's market, and they basically state your highest price that you're willing to pay for the property and in what increments by. So let's say a property is listed for $500,000 and you put an escalator clause in there of $600,000 mm-hmm. increasing by 2,000. So let's say they get 10 offers and your offer is the best offer, then they're going to look at number 9, the second best offer, and look at what their top price is. Mm-hmm. So let's say the second best offer comes in at $590. You're going to end up paying $592.
Yes. So if the listing broker is actually accepting these, because I know a lot of times now they're just going, come with your best and final offer, which kind of defeats the being able to do this. But if they're suggesting or say or not saying that they won't do that, why would not every buyer take advantage of that?
They should. Sometimes if they are not sure it's going to be a multiple offer situation, you do tip your hand by letting the seller know what the top price is that you're willing to pay. And if there are no other offers, you're at really a disadvantage.
Of course. Yep. So if you could give one piece of advice, Kelsey, to the market, what would that be?
I'll go into that. I just wanted to finish on your last question here and just mention the other competitive components that I'm seeing, that all cash offers are becoming more commonplace and are winning. And for those that are getting financing, we talked briefly before about many of them are waiving the appraisals.
Mm-hmm.
Most all of them are doing pre-inspections, and they're waiving their right to revoke their offer based on the Form 17 seller disclosure. So it's not only acknowledging that disclosure, but also waiving their right to revoke their offer based on inaccurate information.
Wow.
And then brokers are often removing that 10-day verification clause on the main purchase and sale agreement in Section X, which is really getting down to the nitty-gritty, saying, hey, there is absolutely no way this buyer can get out of this contract where there are just no loopholes. We will be closing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are including that escalator clause. And then, interestingly enough, they are providing seller leasebacks at no cost to the seller. And that is just basically free rent for the seller as kind of a goodwill gesture. Hey, we're going to go over and above to do everything we can to get this house and to make it as easy as possible for you. And the buyers that are willing to do these things are the buyers that are winning.
Yeah, and I saw a contract come over where they said, just leave everything. Mr. and Mrs. Seller, leave all your garbage. Well, which I thought was really creative because that is just like one little extra thing. But yeah, so it's so crazy. So if you're listening to the show, worst case scenario, what happens is if any of these things fail or you back out, then you're losing your earnest money. So you've got to just think if that's something that you're willing to do in releasing your contingencies. But when you're not, you're just not getting the home, your offer accepted, which is a frustrating thing. As Kelsey already mentioned, a lot of buyers out there just continuing to go through the process and making offers. And all the only support I can give them is they want a home, because I do firmly believe this. If you want a home and you don't give up, your home is going to come together when the right one comes.
So, you're absolutely right.
But easier said than done. I'm not out there in the market trying to deal with all this competitive craziness. So one advice for the market, what would that be?
Oh, that's simple. List your house. And I'll say it again.
There you go.
List your house. We have no houses to sell.
Yeah.
And we have the highest prices since 2007. And if you heard my question before, you know what buyers will do almost anything to buy your home. You'll end up making the most amount of money by selling in today's conditions. And part two to this, Tina, is just to get advice on what your home is currently valued at. Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons why we have so few homes to sell is because sellers don't really know the true value of their home. They're still thinking they're breaking even or losing money, uh-huh. and they're not aware that a lot of the homes have jumped to $50,000 in the last 12, 24 months, and that's a total game changer. So my advice to you sellers would be, feel free to ask me or ask your real estate broker for a free comparative market analysis. Find out what your home is really worth today. And I've had sellers on the fence for the last year until I showed them their house jumped $100,000 in value, and suddenly they're ready to press go.
Yeah, and that's what a great call to action. So if you're listening right now and you actually own your home, whether you're thinking of selling or not, why not get a competitive analysis to find out what the value of her home is and net proceeds to see how much cash that you would be left? So pick up the phone, give the show a call, 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150. I've got a broker owner, expert in the local real estate market, sitting in studio with me right here, and she said she would give you a free analysis on your home. So I think it's would be a great thing. And I know I've heard that before, sellers that had no thought thinking of selling at all, but they've got a nice aggressive realtor out there that are knocking on doors to encourage them to take a look, and they're like, wow, okay, why this would be great. The only downside is you got to be able to find another house if you plan on continuing to buy, maybe relocate to another state. So what about the next 5 years, Kelsey? What's your crystal ball and your predictions say for our real estate market in the next 5 years?
That's a tough one.
I know.
Got to
ask it.
A lot of people out there are pretty tight-lipped about what they think is going to happen, but I'll share with you my opinion.
Okay.
I think it will depend somewhat on the election process. Not so much in policy, but more in perception. Historically, if we have a president that goes into office that is viewed and perceived as a very stable person and unlikely to go to war or make massive economic changes, then the real estate market is likely to reflect that positive slow growth stability. In general, I do think we are entering a nice steady growth phase. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting because we've been in that pendulum swing for so long. And real estate historically really is the most stable and solid investment that you can make. A four-year study was released by Dupree and Scott in 2014 stating that rents would remain fairly flat over the next couple of years, but then climbing 7.3% between now and 2018.
Wow.
And we are seeing those rent increases. And as I mentioned before, an indicator of a hot market is a tight rental market. So as those rents go up, we're going to see a competition in the market increase. And you mentioned the Pulse Economics survey of the nationwide panel over 100 economists predicting about a 4% appreciation over 5 years, and then the bearish quartile predicting about 12%. In my opinion, I would predict closer to 5 to 7%,
okay.
And that's more in line with the historical national average. And the reason why I say that is because that pendulum swing is coming back to center, and as it does, it's going to just reflect the averages closer and closer. So what this means is it's a great time to be in the market. It's a safe time to be in the market, and real estate continues to be one of the most stable investments.
Yeah. And if a lot of people have an easier opinion on what they think employment's going to do, but forget that real estate matches employment. It always
does.
Has.
It follows
so
it.
So if you can, it follows what the employment is doing. So if you have a prediction on what you think the employment's going to do, know that real estate is going to follow that. So newly licensed brokers, I don't, no, it's not my arena, Kelsey, and how all these new agents are coming in, but it seems like there's a lot of new licensed agents, and having a broker company yourself, I'm sure that you've been experiencing that. How are they faring in this market with all of this chaos? I mean, you have to be really, 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 really good at what you do to be able to represent your buyers, especially in this market. So how are they doing?
Yeah, to be able to compete. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. They're just getting slaughtered without the help of a team member or a managing broker. There's enough business going around that I would just recommend teaming up with a more experienced broker. And we're
great
seeing
idea.
More experienced brokers reach out to folks that are interested in more of an assistant position or a showing position or a learning mentoring position. And it's a great opportunity to really gain knowledge from those more experienced brokers. And a large part of what the experienced brokers bring to the negotiating table is market education and offer technique. So there's so many tricks being pulled out in the competitive offer situation. Even knowing how to set your listing up to attract 15 offers is an educational process. And educating your buyers on the current market conditions so that they're aware that, they are going to have to go 10, 20% over listing price, and this is normal. And if they don't believe you, that's okay, but you're going to have to put in 20 offers and have them all be
yes.
denied before they understand that. So teaming up with a more experienced broker is key. I've seen new brokers have really early success in our offer office by pairing up with one or two brokers per client. Now, however, is the right time to enter the industry, but you will hit the ground running. So get ready to listen, take notes, and be a quick study.
Yeah, what a great advice. Observe, watch, learn. So how's the market doing in commercial sales and leasing, Kelsey?
Well, the core Seattle market, and that's the market I'm most familiar with, is hot for standalone commercial buildings and in the core Seattle neighborhoods. And it's right about 1 million and under. Those are going overnight. We're seeing that because there's an opportunity to get an SBA loan for 10% financing with owner occupancy of 51% or more. So that's a hot commodity. We are seeing good but conservative capitalization rates for investment properties. And there's only a handful of properties that are 9% caps and over. And usually they have deferred maintenance or other issues. The retail sector is the first sector to suffer under a hard economy and the last to come back under recovery. Vacancy rates for offices right now are holding at about 10%, and the market is continuing to absorb inventory. The secondary and tertiary markets are still lagging behind and seeing longer days on market. But there's a substantial amount of new construction in the downtown core area for apartment buildings. And that's showing that developers are confident for demand, that demand is up for rentals, and we're having strong employment in the core areas. We're seeing the big employers build office buildings for their own increased workforces, such as Amazon's expansion in South Lake Union and other medical firms.
Got it. Kelsey, we've got about 30 seconds. I've got to wrap up the show here today, but I want to ask you a question. Are you hiring new realtors right now for your firm?
Yes, absolutely.
I knew you were. That's why I want to say this. If you're interested in getting in real estate, give Kelsey a call. Kelsey, what's your web address?
www.cityclosers.com.
There you go. She's an expert. She's one of the best out there in bringing in new agents. Got an amazing company that she's put together. And Kelsey, thank you so much for coming into studio. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. It's been my pleasure.
And this is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day. Gotta go, but I'll be here next weekend, same time, same place, right here on 1150 AM, KKNW. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to the show.
The preceding program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit absoluteloans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.